The ceremonial pageantry of Tuesday's presidential speech before a joint session of Congress comes against a backdrop of ramped-up security on both sides of the Atlantic. In recent days, a shootout in Belgium, police raids in Germany, arrests in Greece, and stepped-up security across Europe, all following the attack on French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo.
It's not the same as in the days of 9/11.
Security efforts must adapt to an evolving threat, according to Rob Wainwright, who heads the European Union law enforcement agency, Europol.
We're seeing a very determined response by national governments, by national police authorities, and at institutions like Europol, urgently reviewing our ways now that we can better support counter-terrorist services everywhere, in the better exchange of intelligence, for example, in the tracking of terrorist financing and illicit firearms, and in particular in monitoring as well terrorist activities online.
For President Obama, who hopes to work with a new Republican-controlled Congress on an agenda that includes domestic priorities, fast-paced international developments are forcing greater attention to security matters at home and abroad.
This phenomenon of violent extremism, the ideology, the networks, the capacity to recruit young people. This has metastasized, and it is widespread, and it has penetrated communities around the world. This is a problem that causes great heartache and tragedy and destruction, but it is one that ultimately we're going to defeat.
With terrorist sleeper cells believed to exist in numerous countries and the possibility of the Charlie Hebdo incident rallying extremists across the globe, the Obama administration and other governments are asking not whether another attack will be attempted, but when and where. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.